Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
We could be saying goodbye. I don't know what to read into this. We'll be saying goodbye to the markets on the foreshore.
Oh, that's a bit sad.
Well, see, they've had a hard time of it of recent times because they've had to reduce it back to a fortnightly experience. Apparently, they weren't able to continue selling like food and drinks. They could only sell like pantry items, and that's made it kind of hard for them. Well, because they're sort of competing with the other businesses that are open over the road, and that's made it complicated. Anyway, now that they've decided, well, the council's talking about making it monthly, and there are some saying, well, that could be the end of it.
That's pretty sad.
Well, kind of. They're quite the icon, the Manjaro.
It's a lovely thing, especially, like, I'm not sure how many locals go every week, but if you're someone that's coming down from Perth for the weekend,
it's a
beautiful thing to go and check out while you're down.
And unlike lots of other stuff that happens, it actually really is populated by locals.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to other things where lots of people come in from elsewhere to kind of, you know, do the food stalls or whatever it else.
Yeah, it's handmade local.
It's a local thing. So it would definitely be sad to see it go. I hope we can work this out. And I hope we can get, you know, more fresh made donuts and stuff.
Surely we can have donuts and some water. Like, I don't understand why they have to go to a business across the road to get a bottle of water.
It would be a very sad day if we lost that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would have thought. Because of something so little like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think the monthly, is that too hard to organise?
You're more likely to miss it, aren't you?
I guess. I guess it's a bit sort of more hard to work out when it's
on. Yeah, you're not going to go, when are the markets on? All right, we'll come down that weekend. It's just like, we're here and nothing's on.
And it's also, I guess it'd be a bit hard if you're a market holder, like if you've got one and you kind of, you want to try and make revenue every week or, you know, like monthly is a bit hard to get your head around.
Yeah, I know there's other markets around, but that's like the
thing is though, apparently, when you kind of look at the other market trails, then they tend to work on a monthly basis too and kind of works really well for them. I don't know, it's tricky, but like, I hope we don't lose it because there's some talk that we may lose the Manjaro markets.
Yeah, as long as it's not gone altogether.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Well, we might be mask-free for the weekend. Today's the day we find out.
Is this it officially?
Today's the day will be an announcement on whether or not the masks will come off on Saturday morning.
I noticed last time there was a this week with press releases, press conferences, there was after we get the jab, which no longer put a time on it, and then it was a press conference that happened that wasn't actually broadcast.
Yeah, no one put yesterday's it out wasn't either. He was just like at a random hall.
But I feel like the Premier's no longer giving times. He's doing anything he can to avoid giving times for his press conferences.
And he's not doing official press conferences. It's like, if you can find me, I'll tell you the details. Yeah, if not...
just follow me. I'll be here doing something else. But anyway, so look, if we can track him down and work it out, we'll certainly share it. I think all eyes will be looking to find out what's going on.
Well, I mean, no cases. Like, there's no reason as of yet to keep them on, so cross our fingers.
Like, for things like local sport, like my boy has been waiting to start his winter competition of basketball for like 4 weeks now, and I don't think, because I think it's meant to be tomorrow night, I don't think it's going to happen. No, Friday night's not going to happen, whatever happens, but there's plenty of people that, you know, do sport over the weekend.
Interesting.
And the semi-independent board that oversees Facebook has upheld Donald Trump's ban for inciting violence. This is a name we haven't heard for a while, isn't it?
No, Trump.
This is based around the riot at the Capitol, if you remember. They banned him for life for it. They said, okay, so we're going to keep the ban up for the moment. But it was also, they said, it's not appropriate for Facebook to impose an indefinite suspension. Indefinite penalties of this sort do not pass the international smell test, said the oversight board.
Sorry, what?
Co-chair Michael McCall. It's like the pub test. The sniff test. Yeah, like you do with the milk to see if it's all right.
Odd way to phrase it.
Well, it is. Well, see, they don't have the pub test in America, so. It says, we're not cops reigning over the realm of social media. No, they're not. They're more like Greek gods, the people that run, as far as I can tell, Facebook. If they could have, they would have banished Donald Trump to sail the oceans at the mercy of the winds, realistically. But no publicity for the Don is probably pretty similar, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, Nikki, it seems like there are still people out there that deal with...
I'm sorry, did you say pee-pee?
There is still pee-pee out there. And that's that. I'm glad we spoke. No, there are still people out there that deal in cash. apparently.
Yeah.
You hear about the cash fine at the Perth Recycling Centre where staff members were charged after they helped themselves to some of the 40 grand that was found on the conveyor belt turned up in 50s and 100s. But you would, you'd be tempted to at the very least, wouldn't you? It's like,
look around.
Someone's chucked it.
Like, we can't let this go to waste.
Well, can't help it. It's there.
It's a tip for my hard work.
You'd think about it anyway. But apparently now too, the cops have found $16 million in a Perth teen's wardrobe. Now, this is apparently, allegedly, the 17-year-old arrested attempting to smuggle heroin in from China. In the wardrobe.
The wardrobe.
I suppose it was too much to stick under the mattress, wasn't it?
I was going to say, do it on the bed.
But that would make for a very uncomfortable night's sleep, trying to sleep on
such
$16 million.
Money.
So the lesson here is, parents, get in there and clean your kids' room every now and then, you know?
Yeah, you might find something good.
Well, they're better you than the cops, surely.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right.
And again, our AFL chief prognosticator is here. Good morning, Malcolm Blight.
Morning.
Hello, Nicky DeMello. Hi, guys. Yes, Pros, I got the Eagles right over Frio.
Yes.
The rest were a bit wobbly.
Well, to be fair, though, like, look, there wasn't much else about that we expected to happen as it did. Like, right up until hours beforehand, people were going to be allowed into the game, but that didn't happen either.
Yeah. Isn't it? Our game, I suppose every game is the same at top level. Without the fans, it's a bit hollow, isn't it?
It's very different.
The crowd noise isn't quite the same. I don't know if they even brought the crowd noise in, did they, for the derby?
Yeah, they did. I reckon they did. And sometimes it's like, you know, when he pushes the wrong button, he pushes the boo instead of the clap.
Like,
you know,
oh, no.
It's a tough job.
Get up a bit.
Definitely a tough job. So now, look, we don't know. We assume there's going to be people at all the games in New South Wales.
Yeah, well, Sydney's the question now, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, dear me. But look, whatever we've done it better than countries like India, the poor things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
At least we've got this game going ahead. Well,
that's right.
Wherever it happens, it happens. Of course, Frio now in Brisbane for the game against the Lions this weekend.
It'll be a tough one, won't it?
Yeah, it will be now. Look, I really like Frio. I mean, even last week I thought they've got a good young team.
They started out really well last week.
Yeah, they did. But Brisbane are actually back. Sadly enough, they're back and they're at home.
Yeah.
So it makes it two hard things. So I'm picking Brisbane, but Frio, I reckon within 18 months, another couple of early picks, and they'll be on the road, I reckon. You'll have a lot of fun with them.
Okay.
And on the same day, we've also got West Coast taking on Hawthorn. I mean,
yeah, I've actually picked West Coast with some confidence.
Yeah.
Hawthorn, you know, they've had their run. They won their three a few years ago, and they're in the rebuilding mode as well, like a few clubs, and that happens every year. But West Coast, I still think they're in the hunt. Occasionally they'll play a bad game, everyone does, but I really do like the Eagles in this one.
And tomorrow the reigning premiers take on the Ford Factory. What do you reckon, Tigers?
Yeah, I do, and they do have the wood over them, Geelong. But all those years ago, Richmond didn't win for 10 years against Cats. Now it's reverse almost, so... But I do like Richmond. I mean, they find a way. They're at the peak of their powers. Geelong's still settling in a couple of players. Where do they fit in? Does Cameron fit in? Does Isaac Smith fit in? All that sort of stuff. But, I mean, they'll still be there or thereabouts. But I like Richmond on Friday night.
Okay.
Lots to do.
Yeah. Any other big kind of matchups for the weekend you think to look out for?
I think we should look at Team 17 and 18, it's going to be a blockbuster. North Melbourne playing Collingwood.
Ooh.
I mean, the world is awaiting the result of this one.
Fighting for the wooden spoon.
Spoon, yes. I mean, they're hard to get, those wooden spoons. You've got to be useless in 18. It's not an easy thing to do to be that bad.
Well, there you go. You got to aim for something,
right,
though.
And, yeah,
we'll see,
of course.
We'll see which team wants it more. I guess we'll find out at the end of this weekend.
Come on, you guys.
Nicky and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Appeal footy needs umpires. Anywhere from teens up are welcome to go and check it out. Apparently because, you know, all the girls' games are on now.
Yep.
They've got so many more games and still the kind of the same number of umpires kicking around. So they are doing multiple games over the course of a week. There are training sessions Wednesday evenings in Singleton. Check out their Facebook page to start the process if you've ever thought about it. They'd love to hear from you. Check the Appeal Football Umpires Association Facebook page. It is National Family Daycare Week. which recognises and promotes the important role family daycare educators and services play in the development of well-being of more than 100,000 kids across Australia. They are good times too, because it's not school, you know. Or, you know,
it's
once they
fun.
Once they get over the hump of kind of leaving, because that can be tricky. It's all good. It's all good times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yes, love the daycare peoples. And it's also today, this 6th of May, International No Diet Day.
That's a good day, isn't it?
Well, it's encouraging everyone because, I mean, we all know diets, generally speaking, don't wind up being terribly successful in the long term.
No.
They might be good for short term, but you kind of, you know, it all balances back out again when you go back to normal.
Yeah, you need a normal kind of diet.
So it's encouraging everyone to have a healthy and balanced relationship with food, exercise and their body, no matter what size or shape they are.
Nice.
And maybe getting some chocolate today. That's my addition to it.
As long as it's in moderation, not sure there you go.
Yeah, I don't think it's not written down anywhere in connection to International No Diet Day. It could happen to you. Could happen to anyone. A Malian woman has given birth to 9 babies at once.
Oh, my God.
When they say at once, I mean, obviously not literally at exactly the same time. One after another, I think, is a fair description. But
that's, what was the most? Was 8, wasn't it?
I think so. Well, this is two more than she thought. She thought she had 7 in there. Turns out there was a couple hiding up behind her pancreas or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know where they were hiding.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That's huge.
It's just phenomenal. Apparently there was no IVF involved that they knew of. But they just they sent her to Mali because obviously where she was from, they didn't necessarily have the facilities to handle it. She carried them for 30 weeks. It's amazing to think that they lasted
big
that long.
Big was she? She and, must have been huge.
And I think it was 5 boys, 4 girls and mum all well.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I think we have a new record.
Yeah.
A new record right there.
See, they've started a new village. just the family.
The husband said, God save us, these children.
Oh, God save us.
Sorry, no, he didn't.
They will need help.
Sorry, I misread
that's
that. Correct. He said, God gave us these children. I thought he was saying, God save us.
Also, God save us.
I mean, neither of them. You would, though, wouldn't you? I mean, look, none of them are ever going to sleep again.
Oh, my goodness, no.
But kiss goodbye to your life. Surely that would be enough, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't think you'd go for round 2.
It's like, what are you thinking next time? yeah, probably not.
I'm hoping just 5 next time.
So, look, I guess just be aware there could be a couple more in there. That's all I'm saying.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And here she is with entertainment news. According to some reports, the legitimate heir to the British throne, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. I'd like my crown. Pink will be honoured with the Icon Award at this year's Billboard Music Awards. I think it's fair considering she's given us hits like these over the years.
And many more.
Yeah, I think that's fair. She wrote in a statement, as a little girl, I always dreamed about being a singer and sharing my love of music with the world. Years later, to receive the Billboard Music Awards Icon Award is hard to fathom. I feel so honoured to join the ranks of music idols like Cher, Garth Brooks, Janet Jackson and Stevie Wonder. It's a true pinch me moment and I'm humbled and blessed. Pink is the 10th artist to receive the Icon Award and the youngest recipient to date at 41.
I was going to say, she is fairly young to get it. Yeah, fair enough.
She's also going to perform on the night at the Nick Jonas hosted Billboard Awards, which are on May 23rd. Meghan Markle is releasing a children's book. It'll be titled The Bench and will be out next month, with the story focusing on the special bond between a father and son viewed through a mother's eyes. Of course, inspired by Meghan's own family experience with her husband Prince Harry and son Archie. According to an official press release, the book captures the evolving and expanding relationship between fathers and sons, as well as reminding us of the many ways that love can take shape and be expressed in a modern family. Some controversy surrounding the book, though, as she has used the title The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, as her author name. So Interesting, yes. The Bench is out on June 8. And Victoria Beckham has shared that Beyonce once told her that the Spice Girls inspired her career.
Wow.
Yeah. In a recent podcast, Posh says, I met Beyonce a few years ago and she actually said to me it was the Spice Girls that inspired me and made me want to do what I do and made me proud to be a girl and proud to be who I am. And when someone like Beyonce, who was so iconic and was such a strong woman, says that she was inspired by the Spice Girls, I think that's really quite something.
So Independent Women was essentially the follow-up to Girl Power.
Yeah.
There you go.
Beyonce wants to be the fifth member of the Spice Girls.
Oh, my God. There could be a vacancy too.
Yes.
How good would that be? People would pay to see that concert.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I think I'd pay to see it.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.